With Montana News, I'm Peyton Butler. The Montana Supreme Court today overturned a lower court's ruling that supported a Missoula gun background check ordinance. Today's opinion sides with Attorney General Tim Fox and his blocking of the city policy. The state high court's 5-2 opinion is the latest step in the fight over a 2016 Missoula ordinance that never went into effect. The ordinance would have required background checks on gun purchases from unlicensed sellers. According to the Associated Press, it was the only rule of its kind in the state. Months after the city passed the ordinance, Attorney General Fox ordered that it be prohibited by state law. In the Montana Supreme Court opinion released Tuesday, Justice Jim Rice agreed, writing that Missoula and the order from the district court in Missoula County failed to account for the state's full regulatory power over firearms. The opinion says state law specifically restricts local government's regulations of guns on the issue and that, quote, is a limitation on Missoula's self-governing powers, unquote. A representative for the city did not immediately respond to a call asking for comment. Kalispell Regional Healthcare announced today that an email data breach this summer may have exposed the personal and private healthcare information of nearly 130,000 of its patients. MTPR's Aaron Bolton has more.
Information exchanged in emails with KRH staff, such as names, addresses, and some social security numbers, as well as personal medical information, could have been accessed as early as May 24th. KRH spokesperson Melody Sharpton says the breach was discovered in late August. She says the company waited until a forensic investigation was done to find what specific information was accessed before notifying patients.
We discovered that multiple employees had provided their email credentials to unauthorized malicious criminals by way of a phishing scam.
Sharpton says federal authorities were immediately notified and that KRH hired a digital forensic firm to conduct the investigation. Sharpton says the investigation into the incident concluded last week and says there are no signs the information has been misused. KRH sent letters out to affected patients Tuesday.
Different information may have evolved for each person, but all notified individuals are being offered complimentary fraud consultation and identity theft restoration services. The notification letters may also offer affected individuals 12 months of complimentary monitoring services.
The hospital also opened a dedicated call center to help patients sign up for those services and answer any questions they may have. Aaron Bolton, Montana Public Radio News.
A Montana man has pleaded guilty to charges that he fatally stabbed his 72-year-old father 2 years ago. The Bozeman Daily Chronicle reports that 39-year-old Tanner Franks entered his plea deal Tuesday after being charged with felony-mitigated deliberate homicide. Franks' defense attorney said prior to the plea that he intended to raise self-defense, justifiable use of force, and mental disease or defect in Tanner Franks' defense. Authorities say Franks was arrested in November 2017 and has since been held at the Gallatin County Jail. A Three Forks man has paid just over $12,000 in restitution in a workers' compensation fraud case after investigators found he was competing in motocross races while saying he was unable to work. Prosecutors say 42-year-old Anthony Caruana reported suffering a knee injury in June 2015 while working for a plumbing and heating company in Belgrade. He had surgery for a meniscus tear in July 2015 and again in December of 2015. His boss told state-funded investigators that Caruana had competed in motocross races before and after his initial injury. Caruana collected nearly $41,000 for lost wages through December 2016. A state investigator documented his motocross participation. Caruana pleaded guilty to felony theft on October 16th. He was given a 3-year deferred probationary sentence. Court records say Caruana received nearly $92,000 in medical benefits. Montana authorities have announced funeral plans for a sheriff's deputy who was killed in a vehicle accident while responding to a call for help. Gallatin County Sheriff's deputies and authorities from 15 other agencies escorted the body of 31-year-old deputy Jake Allmendinger to the state medical examiner's office in Billings on Monday. Funeral services are scheduled for Friday at a church in Bozeman. Authorities say Allmendinger and another deputy, Ryan Jern, were responding to a stranded driver during a storm in the Bridger Mountains Saturday. Authorities say their vehicle began sliding backward in icy conditions. Allmendinger got out of the car and became trapped beneath it. Allmendinger is survived by his parents, wife, and 3 children. Peyton Butler, Montana Public Radio.